This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. This segment of the program is brought to you by the letter T, which stands for trillions, which is an amount in dollars that you now have to use to describe the federal budget deficit. The Treasury Department said this week that for the first 11 months of this fiscal year, that is from 1 October 2018 to 30 September 2019, the government spent $1 trillion more than it took in. The last time the country saw this much annual red ink was 2012, when the financial crisis and Great Recession were much bigger in the rearview mirror, a time when ginormous deficits made some sense. Now, not quite as much sense, as Marketplace's Scott Tong reports from Washington.
If you look at a chart of the federal budget deficit over the past decade, it starts up over $1 trillion in 2009, dips way down in 2015, and comes back up, shaped like a U, as in uh-oh, because most economists say that in an expanding economy like the one we have now, the deficit is going the wrong way. Harvard budget scholar Linda Bilmes.
What we should be doing at a time when the economy is doing reasonably well is to be paying down our debts and reducing the deficits.
People and companies making good money should be paying lots in taxes, but they're not, she says, because of the Trump tax cuts 2 years ago. Now, in 2012, a $1 trillion deficit made more sense, argues Zach Moeller at the Third Way think tank. We were clawing out of the Great Recession, and government spending naturally rose.
You have more people that are able to go on to food assistance and other anti-poverty programs.
Plus a massive stimulus package.
And then, you know, on the tax side, if people make less money, they pay less in taxes.
That would likely happen again whenever the next recession hits, hiking the deficit further north of a trillion. Can it go up forever? Depends.
A lot of economics is psychology.
Economist Joe Minarek at the Conference Board's Committee on Economic Development says hitting $1 trillion is an important milestone that will test Wall Street's reaction.
If the financial markets begin to think there's a risk to the federal government being able to manage its debt, bond and stock markets can be adversely affected.
As in higher borrowing rates, slumping stocks, and an economic slowdown. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.